The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Meditation can be as simple as bringing a friendly awareness to yourself. Meditation can be defined as befriending yourself. And yourself is an important ingredient of this. Yourself is the material, is the meditation hall, is the whole subject and object and means and goal, in a sense, of meditation practice. In a certain way, that we enter in, we connect, and we meet ourselves, meet what's here in this phantom long body. And so to befriend yourself, to sit here in a way that's upright, perhaps, alert, present, and friendly to your experience. And then gently close your eyes. And roam around your body with your attention. And see if there's subtle adjustments in your posture that you can make that kind of align you a little bit more upright, brings your body into better balance, opens up a little bit the places that are tight or closed, brings a little bit of an uplift up through your spine. Maybe right up your spine to your skull. So there's almost a lightening of your body. At the same time, there's a kind of a gentle, slight lifting towards the sky. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And taking deep breaths at the beginning of meditation is an act of intentionality, of giving purpose or focus on being here. And that sense of intentionality is there as we begin meditation. We're choosing to, with some intention, not necessarily determination or striving or having expectation, but we are to have a purposeful attitude to, yes, now I'm going to be present, here and now. And then letting your breath return to normal. And you might, if it works for you, to consider your breathing as a refuge. Consider your breathing as a rhythm of comings and goings, rising and passings of sensations, appearing and disappearing of inhale and exhale. That is a little bit of a alternative to being swept away in your thoughts, your feelings, your worries, your preoccupations, that the simple experience of breathing is giving you permission to rest with the breathing as an alternative to thinking about the future and the past. That it's okay and appropriate to do so. And if for some reason the breathing is difficult for you, you might take your whole body as a subject of meditation, letting your attention gently rest on whatever sensations in the body call your attention. And if you're with the breathing, you might imagine that the each inhale and exhale are like the ups and downs of an ocean wave that you're floating on, that you're resting on. Gentle waves that lift you up and then settle you down. Going up to the top of the wave and down to the trough. Breathing in to the top of the inhale. Breathing out in the exhale to the trough. And riding the waves of breathing through your body. Letting it be your refuge. Letting it be a place that's an alternative to dedicating your attention to your thoughts and your worries. Letting your thoughts and worries and concerns recede to the background, to the periphery. And if they don't go to the periphery or the background, then perhaps the waves of breathing can wash through your concerns, washing them with the simplicity of being. Washing away the entanglements we have with them. So we're just here with this experience, mindful of the coming and going of your breathing.